Thanks to Quip for supporting Sincerely Fortune. Join over 7 million mouths who use Quip and save hundreds compared to other Bluetooth brushes when you get a Quip Smart Brush for just $25. Go to getquip.com/fortune and get your first refill for free. Thanks to Brooklinen for supporting Sincerely Fortune. Brooklinen creates beautiful, high-quality home essentials that don't cost an arm and a leg. Go to brooklinen.com and use promo code FORTUNE to get $20 off with a minimum purchase of $100. Welcome to another episode of Sincerely Fortune. It is Fortune, and I am joined this week by Ginger.
Hello, glad to be here.
Oh, Mom, were you chomping at the bit to get back on the old podcast?
Yes, but I don't even have a book to report this time.
Well, that's all right. This was a surprise appearance. I called my mom and I was like, what are you doing? Let's do a podcast. Cool. And here we are.
I'm always ready.
She's always ready to talk to her fans, as she likes to say.
My fans. Oh, that has a wonderful ring. It's just people that have gotten to be friends now. They're so sweet.
Do you talk to people on the Sincerely Fortune Facebook page?
Sometimes if people are asking something, I will answer it. Or if they're commenting on something, I might comment. I don't do it all the time, but I do it. Mm-hmm. You know, if I see something that they're wondering about and I know the answer.
Oh, okay. Well, you just pop in to give them a little treat every now and then.
Oh, I'm sure it's a treat when I pop in.
It's a treat when you pop in everywhere.
Good. Last week when you were on late night, mm-hmm. Somebody said, wonder if your mother would stay up that late to watch it, that her mother wouldn't.
Yeah.
And I put that, yes, I would. And yes, I did.
Oh, I did the Seth Meyers show.
Yeah. The Seth Meyers late night show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, that was sweet of you to stay up and watch it. Cause yeah, that came on late.
And that was really late for me, 12:35. And then it came up after that. I got to bed about a quarter till two. I really felt like I was doing something.
You're a wild child.
That was as wild as I've been in a long time.
Yeah, Jax and I just got back from a whirlwind 2.5 weeks of being on the road pretty nonstop. And so that's why my voice is a little wonky. It's just I've almost gone hoarse the last couple of days, just using it a lot. So I still don't have my full voice back, but I didn't want to not check in with everybody this week. But yeah, it's crazy. We went from, let's see where I've been. I went to Atlanta. I had a charity gig I did there. I then went to another charity event in Nashville. It's this really great foundation that Luke Bryan and his wife Caroline started with some of their family called the Brett Boyer Foundation, where they raise money for kids with congenital heart disease and kids with Down syndrome, which I know is very close to your heart as well. So I try to support them whenever I can. They have a really fun day of activities, and it raises money for that foundation. So we went there. Then we went straight to Cabo in Mexico because I had a gig in Mexico. So that was a whirlwind going straight from Nashville to Mexico. Then we got home from Mexico. We had one night at home, enough time to do laundry. And then I was back on the road the very next day, going to Cleveland and Cincinnati. Then Jax joined me in New York City. We were there for a whole week. I had shows in New Haven and New York. And then I went from New York to Arkansas and then just got home. What do you think of that, Mom?
I think that is exhilarating and tiring at the same time.
Yes. All the shows are incredible. People are so lovely. The crowds have been amazing. I mean, it's truly blowing me away. Luckily, I have a week of rest to get my voice back so I can talk at full capacity. Because in a week I go to, let's see, where am I going? I'm going to New Orleans for a gig, a private gig. Then Mobile, Alabama, then Nashville, Tennessee, then Chattanooga, Tennessee. So we got a big one coming up again.
Oh, I haven't even seen this new show of yours, and I would love to see the show, but I'd also love to see the crowd's reaction. I enjoy that so much.
I find that people like to see your reaction when I talk about jokes that involve you.
Yeah, they probably wonder what in the world I'm thinking when I hear all that.
But you'll get to see it, I think, when I come to Atlanta.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
It's a whole new.
My goodness, that won't be long.
I know. Time keeps ticking by. It'll just be
a month.
It's a whole new hour, so get ready.
Oh, that is wonderful. I am ready. I don't even know anything that's in it, so it's going to be a complete surprise to me.
Well, that's the fun of it, right?
Yes, but you know, I enjoy it when I've heard it 10 times. So.
Really, you can't possibly like something after seeing it 10 times.
Oh, yes, I do. Because every time it's different. I mean, you know, you change it up, and it's not like I'm seeing 10 exact shows. I mean, the audience is different, and you change it up. And plus, I think it's so funny. I just enjoy it. And yeah. I love being at any of the shows.
Well, that's real sweet, Mom. I appreciate the support.
Aww, you're welcome.
I'm sure that we'll not be able to keep you away from the North Carolina shows as well.
Oh, gosh, I'm going to be there.
Well, you know, it's funny to be traveling like this right now with this tour. I don't normally go so hard, but we're making up for a year and a half of lost time. It definitely makes traveling for fun a little bit more challenging to put those fun trips in between all the traveling for work.
Traveling is fun when you are get a chance to rest some in between.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're getting to rest this week.
Yeah,
you know,
which
it's
is
just
great.
The time when it's good for you.
We just bought a new couch, so it's really big and it takes up most of the room, because I knew that when I came home for tour, I just wanted to pass out and watch TV on a big old couch. So I'm excited for that.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
But you were talking about winter traveling with me earlier.
Yeah.
Because you were saying that you think winter traveling is a good time for people to take trips.
Well, I do. For several reasons. One thing, now, I taught for years. So, you know, I, like so many other people, would take a vacation in the summer. But even then, I enjoyed using holidays like Thanksgiving or Christmas to travel, because it's fewer people are traveling then. And also, it usually costs less.
I feel, except for if it's in the holidays, though. The holidays are very expensive and crazy. You're talking about non-holiday time, right?
Well, and long weekends.
Yeah.
You know, and times when you look at when schools are out, like schools will be out for several consecutive work days, and then for breaks too. And usually they're different enough that every child in America is not vacationing at the same time, because the schedules are different.
Yeah.
You know, so that works too.
Do you miss teaching at all when you think about what your schedule used to be and having to plan trips at certain times? Do you
now,
like?
I loved teaching. I really did enjoy it, but I enjoyed it for then. I wouldn't want to be doing it now. So in that respect, I don't miss it. Are there things about it I miss? And I miss students, and I miss having friends at work. I mean, that's pretty special when you work and have friends there, and you know, I really miss that. But you know, I can keep up with some of those people on Facebook, and I do enjoy retirement.
Because now you can take trips whenever you want.
It's wonderful. And I just, the problem now, I don't really have anybody to travel with.
Oh.
Well, yeah, I know. And, if I go somewhere, usually it's by myself. And that's not great. I'd much rather travel with somebody.
Would you rather travel by yourself or with someone that's really annoying?
I had rather travel with myself than not travel. And if it's with somebody who's annoying, that hasn't happened to me, so I don't know what it would be like, but I can't imagine it would be much fun if somebody gets on your nerves. But luckily, that hasn't happened to me.
Especially if you had to like share a room.
Oh my, wouldn't that be bad?
Well, you and I took a winter trip that we're gonna talk about here shortly. We're gonna take a quick break, and when we come back, we're gonna tell you about the time my mom and I took a cruise. Good health starts with good habits. Quip makes it easy by delivering all the oral care essentials you need to care for your mouth. The Quip electric toothbrush is loved by over 7 million mouths, and it has a lightweight and sleek design with no wires or bulky chargers to weigh you down. You can upgrade your Quip with a new smart motor so it can track and improve your brushing with the free Quip app. In addition to brush heads, Quip will deliver fresh floss, toothpaste, mouthwash, and gum refills every 3 months from $5. Shipping is free, so you can save money and skip the hustle and bustle of in-store shopping. With stylish and affordable electric brushes starting at just $25, you will not be paying through the teeth for better oral health. Our Quip toothbrush has been perfect for the road. It's super lightweight. It's easy to travel with. So if you go to getquip.com/fortune right now, you'll get your first free refill free. That's your first refill free at getquip.com/fortune. Spelled GETQUIP.com/fortune. Quip, the good habits company. Tired of the late stage summer and ready for something new? Freshen up your fall with a change in decor, all while upgrading your comfort with Brooklinen. You can get $20 off your purchase of $100 at brooklinen.com when you use our promo code FORTUNE. Brooklinen was started to create beautiful, high quality home essentials that don't cost an arm and a leg. I'm talking buttery soft and breathable sheets, plush and absorbent towels, cozy robes, and comfy loungewear you'll want to put on and never take off. Brooklinen is so confident in their core products that they come with a 365-day warranty. Jax and I just got some Brooklinen sheets. They're this beautiful dark gray color, and I'm telling you, these things are soft. So give yourself the comfort refresh you deserve and get it for less at Brooklinen. Go to brooklinen.com and use promo code FORTUNE to get $20 off with a minimum purchase of $100. That's brooklinen.com and enter promo code FORTUNE for $20 off with a minimum purchase of $100. And we're back. So, Mom, we were sort of talking about winter vacations and people going out of town during the holidays during these times, because you were thinking that it's less people and not as expensive, which I guess it just depends on where you're going and, if it's a hot spot destination. It definitely feels like people are traveling again. I've been at the airports quite a bit in the last few months, and they are packed. You went to the airport recently?
I did. I was at several airports, and they were full. So I know people are going somewhere.
Oh, but we can't forget to talk about this, and we'll get to that cruise in a minute. We never talked to you about your purple jumpsuit.
We really didn't, did we?
So first off, let's just recap. You came out to Palm Springs. We did a little belated celebration for our wedding, and we talked a whole episode about this purple jumpsuit that you bought. You weren't sure if you were going to wear it. So we got to Palm Springs. My mom texts me. She goes, "I don't think I'm wearing the purple jumpsuit." It turns out that the dressing room at the store had a skinny mirror, right?
Oh, it was a faux mirror. It was It was unbelievable. It was one of those skinny mirrors. And I thought I looked so good. I was tall and slender, and no wonder I bought the jumpsuit. And then I got home and I tried it on, and it was like, oh my gosh. And I knew it had been the mirror all along. And
you weren't tall anymore?
I was tall enough, but I wasn't slender anymore. That was the problem.
Your first clue should have been when you were really tall. You've never been tall.
Well, I wasn't real tall, but I was tall enough to look slender. I mean, I'm 5'6". That's not short.
No.
You know, it's not real tall either, but yeah, that was a bummer when I tried it on and all of a sudden the magic was gone.
The magic of the store. See, they got to suck you in with those mirrors like that.
And no wonder people buy clothes.
Mm-hmm.
I think that should be against the law if it's not.
Yeah. Well,
because it just shows you a mirror image of something that's not real.
Right. Because you haven't been on the podcast since we talked about that, right?
We talked some. I don't think we talked in any depth.
Oh, okay. So if we're repeating ourselves, I apologize. But she basically called me and was like, I can't wear this. I ran over to her hotel room. I saw it. And I was like, you got to wear it. Rock that purple jumpsuit. And I posted a picture. People were like, absolutely, she has to wear it. And you did.
Well, I did. And as I continue to lose weight, which I am losing weight, I'm trying to. But as I continue to lose weight, I'll look better and better in that jumpsuit.
Well, I thought you looked fantastic.
Thank you.
We haven't posted many pictures yet just because I've been out of town. I haven't had a chance to really look at the pictures yet. So that's why we haven't posted any pictures of you in the jumpsuit, but you were a big hit.
Well, thank you. I had so much fun in the jumpsuit.
Mm-hmm. And you didn't have to use the restroom.
Not one time.
Yep.
And it zipped in the back, so I would have needed help, but it worked out that I didn't need help, and it was just perfect.
Well, we were talking about the party last week on the podcast, Jax and I, and we had such a lovely time, and it was so nice getting to see all you guys.
Oh, we loved it, too. It was so wonderful, and getting families together was so nice, because with one family living primarily in North Carolina and the other family living in Michigan, we don't see each other often. And mm-hmm. I think that was delightful.
And you got to hang out with your cousin, who's like a sister to you that you don't get to see very often.
And she just sent me a text asking for a sweet potato casserole recipe.
Oh, she's asking the wrong person.
Well, I told her I don't cook much, but you know, I've even given you that recipe. And if she likes that one, I can give her that recipe. That's the one with pecans on top.
You do have a lot of recipes for someone who doesn't cook.
Well, I collect cookbooks. I love cookbooks, and I love easy cookbooks and old cookbooks and church cookbooks and school cookbooks. And I don't want anything with a lot of ingredients, because when I do cook, I want it to be as easy as possible.
So takeout, basically.
Well, I do like some takeout.
Well, I guess, you know, with Thanksgiving coming up, I think people should actually go to our Sincerely Fortune Facebook page. And if there are any recipes that they would like to share for people for Thanksgiving, I think that would be a good place to post some of those.
Oh, that would be fun.
A recipe swap.
Oh, wouldn't that be fun? One thing I'm gearing up to make is my Chex Mix that I make for the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
And I always make it for Christmas. And your brother Price told me that I should also make it for Thanksgiving, that it should be not just Christmas, because he loves my Chex Mix.
Yeah. Jack, that's so funny, because Jax's family on her stepdad's side, they do a family Chex Mix.
Oh, fun.
So they always send it to us when they come to see us.
Well, people have different ways to fix it, and some people make it sweet and salty, and we'll put like M&Ms maybe in it,
Wait, in
but I
what?
like M&Ms in
But in
it
what?
in the Chex Mix.
Oh my God, my brain went back to the sweet potatoes. I forgot we were talking about Chex Mix.
Oh my goodness.
I
But
got freaked out for a second.
I go with the all salty version.
Yeah, you like a lot of Worcestershire sauce in it.
A lot of Worcestershire and a lot of nuts, and the Chex cereal is so good, and I put pretzels in it too. And if you know, but there is an art to it. I mean, I've messed up Chex Mix before.
Well, usually if you mess it up by burning it.
Well, I have burned it. I have overcooked it. And believe it or not, I've put too much Chex Mix in before. I mean, not Chex Mix,
Worcestershire's.
Worcestershire.
Worcestershire sour sauce.
I remember when you did that. That was so funny.
I did a sketch where we couldn't pronounce the word Worcestershire.
Oh, that was the best sketch.
Well, I'll look forward to some of that Chex Mix. Have you decided what you're doing for Thanksgiving yet?
No, I haven't made any plans yet, but if I get smart, Chex Mix will be in those plans. I just don't know yet.
Well, hopefully you'll do something fun.
Hopefully.
Change. I was thinking about the time that you and I went on a cruise together for Christmas.
Oh, we really did. And I loved it. And the reason we went is because the rest of the family were doing other things. And it was just going to be the two of us. So we went on a cruise and it was so much fun. I think I enjoyed it more than you did.
You did.
Well, I think you were frustrated not being able to work, and it was hard for you to take a week of just leisure. And me, I'm all about leisure.
You are a leisure lady. That should be your nickname, Leisure Lady.
I am now. We had so much fun on that cruise.
Well, so basically it was Christmas time. It was a couple months before, and we realized that everyone else in our family had other plans, and it was just going to be you and I.
Yes.
And we were like, well, we could sit around in Belmont and twiddle our thumbs and stare at each other and go, to Bojangles for Christmas
Yeah,
dinner.
we did think about that.
Or we could take matters in our own hand and do something fun. So we ended up booking a cruise, you and I, just you and I, same room, which, I mean, God bless me. I mean, that was pretty brave of me. I have to say, I should get Daughter of the Year award for that right there
But
alone.
we did have a balcony.
We had a balcony, thank goodness, because those little cruise bedrooms are tiny, teeny, tiny, tiny, and you and I are not tiny.
And the bed took up, we had two beds and they took up most of the room.
Yeah. So we cruised out of Florida. Did we meet? We met in
Yes.
Florida, right?
Florida.
And we went to St. John and the Bah was it the Bah no, Turks and Caicos and maybe the Bahamas.
We went to Puerto Rico
Oh, Puerto Rico, yeah.
and the Bahamas and St. Thomas.
All the places where you could wear a bikini because it was our Christmas vacation, but we were on the ship on Christmas, so it was a pretty interesting time. So this cruise line that we picked, I didn't realize really caters towards people my mom's age and older, much much older. Like my mom was a spring chicken on this cruise,
Definitely.
and we got on the ship, and I looked around, and I immediately knew one of us was gonna have more fun than the other.
Well, do you remember when, we would be seated with different people at meals? It wasn't like you would sit with the same people at
Right.
dinner. And do you remember the priest that we sat with?
Yeah, we sat with the priest on board one night.
Yeah, he was really a lively guy. He was
He was
interesting.
telling us all kinds of stories that I don't even know. He led a very interesting life that didn't quite match up with the clergy.
Yeah, but I think he thoroughly enjoyed being on a ship, and I think he enjoyed his job as being a priest on cruises.
Yeah, and he told us that a lot more people die on board those cruise ships than you would ever know.
Gosh,
You remember that part?
no, I
You don't
don't.
remember?
No,
That mom, that was some of the best information he gave us. He said that a lot of, especially on this particular cruise line, because there's so many older people, a lot of older people die on these cruises of natural causes.
oh my
So
goodness.
he, because of his job, he has to be the one that sort of coordinates some of that stuff.
Well, yeah.
But he basically said it happens all the time. I was shocked.
That is shocking.
Anyway, luckily we made it out.
I'm shocked again. I'm sure I was shocked then, and now I'm shocked again.
Re-shocked.
Re-shocked.
Yeah, so, we tried the eating with strangers a couple of times and man, that was weird. There was some doozies.
It was awkward. I mean, even both of us can talk to people, but it was awkward, and we finally decided that it was each other's company we enjoyed more than anybody else's.
I mean, if my mom, who could talk to anybody and everybody, is like, "Oh, this is a lot for me." If she's feeling that way, you know I'm feeling that way. So it was an interesting crowd, but we ended up doing the dinners and stuff, just the two of us. I mean, on a cruise ship, the thing is like you're together all the time with whoever you're with. So occasionally I would go up to the bar by myself where the guy was playing acoustic guitar and I would get one of those hot toddies and listen to him play, and that was where I got me time.
Well, she would do that and not even tell me she was going, so I didn't even have an invitation.
I needed a minute.
But I did too. I wandered some and I found a place at the front of the ship where you could sit in little like nooks and crannies, like great places to read.
Yeah.
And I loved that. It was like one big library room where you could just be by yourself. I mean, little seats for one. And I thought that was really neat. I like that.
Yeah. And then we even went to a P flag meeting, or was it P flag or just a meeting for gay people on the
I
ship?
think it was just a meeting for gay people.
Just a meeting for gay people. You went as an ally, but
But
we
not
were,
many people showed up.
no, it was like us, the priest, and like three people. So you were trying to wave your ally pride flag, even on the ship, which was really sweet.
Well, I was. But I know there were a lot more gay people on that cruise and showed up.
Well, I don't think they knew about the meeting.
Well, they probably didn't, or maybe they're not into meetings.
I think maybe they call it like Friends of Dorothy or something like that.
Yeah, like who would know?
Who would know who's a friend of Dorothy?
I mean, it's like I never heard of that before, so no wonder people didn't go.
Right. Well, we tried to be a part of the group, but it sort of fell flat. I think we all just chatted about being gay for like 10 minutes and called it a day.
And considering I'm not gay, I just kind of, who knows what I chatted about.
Maybe you gave a book recommendations.
Probably did. Let me tell you what I've been reading.
They might have assumed that you were gay because of that short haircut.
Well, that's true. Yes. Like the one time my hair was so short, And I don't know if I've mentioned this on here, and if I have, I'm sorry. But my hair was so short, and Brokeback Mountain had come out in theaters, and I wanted to see it so much. And a friend of mine who I do a lot of things with, we're both divorced and have free time. She told me she was not going to Brokeback Mountain with me having that haircut.
That is
And
just,
it turned
that's
out that
wrong.
she did go with me, and I still had the haircut. I told her there's no shame in my game, so.
There's no shame in your game. You can have short hair and be straight. Come on now.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I love the movie.
Well, thank you for your 2 cents.
Oh, you're welcome.
Anyway, that definitely ended up being one of our more memorable Christmases. We were on the boat, like I said, on Christmas Day. I think they had some sort of Christmas Eve service that we went to, and or performance, where I think it was like everyone from all the different countries that worked on board performed.
Yeah.
I believe
that was nice. Yeah.
And then on Christmas, I think it was just you and me eating, just the two of us, our sad little Christmas dinner.
Now, you can't say that was a sad little Christmas dinner. The food was so good.
I don't remember.
We might have been sad little girls, but the Christmas dinner itself was not sad.
With sad little girls. It's just, we had a good time. I just think cruises are best when you're in a group.
I think they're best when you're in a relationship.
I still say group.
Well, I have been on a cruise with a group. My part of the faculty at a school where I taught went on a cruise together, and we really had fun. I really like that.
Yeah. Well, you don't mind a cruise. A cruise is good for you because it sails into a port. You can get off the ship for a couple hours, get back on the ship. The ship has everything you need and want, and you don't have to exert much energy.
I don't know how to take that.
I don't know. I don't know how you should take it either.
But it is so true. I love a cruise. I just hadn't been on one, but truly, I mean, since Fortune won't cruise with me anymore, I don't even know who would go on a cruise with me. And I've heard of people doing it by themselves, but I don't want to do it by myself.
No, I think that would be hard.
I think I need a boyfriend.
I think you do too. And in my defense, I was done with cruises right after that trip. Like day two of that trip, I was like, I'll never do this again.
I know, you said that.
So it didn't have anything to do with me now being married. It is truly,
no.
Was just like, oh, this is not for me.
You're just not a cruise person.
I went on a cruise with my friend's family. That was fun, but.
Now, you loved that when you went to Alaska.
Yeah, but that was because I was so pumped to go to Alaska.
And that's because you won the karaoke contest on the ship.
I did win the karaoke contest. It was three nights of performance, and I won.
So what's not to love?
Her family was really great too, but yeah. But I mean, I think if you were to go on a cruise, you got to at least wait for COVID times to calm down.
Oh yeah, because I really would rather not have to wear a mask on a cruise, you know, so I think I'll just wait.
Especially if you have a boyfriend, smooching on somebody is hard in a mask.
I bet it would be. I haven't been smooching, so who would know, but I can imagine a mask would get in the way.
Well, once again, the podcast has come full circle to You Need a Boyfriend.
I know. How we got back to that, I don't know, because we're supposed to be talking about travel.
Well, we did talk about travel. We talked about our winter trip.
Well, and, I can talk about travel a little more.
Well, that's okay. I think we're good.
No,
I have to leave soon.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I think that, you know, it's a good idea if people can take a trip, even if it's a overnight trip or a weekend trip. I think you're right. Winter trips are fun. They're different. You can go somewhere cold where you can get all cozy by a fireplace, or you can change it up like we did and go somewhere tropical.
Yes, either one's fun.
But I imagine at some point this winter you will be getting in your car and driving somewhere, because you like to take trips where you can drive to the place.
I'm going to drive to your shows.
Well, that's a winter trip right there, Ma.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be doing that.
Well, good. Well, I'm glad I got to check in with you. It's
Oh, me too.
always a treat, and I'll be excited to see you. I won't be seeing you for Thanksgiving this year, but I will be seeing you in Atlanta, and I'll be seeing the rest of you, some of you out on the road. Like I said, I'm coming to Mobile, Nashville, Chattanooga, Augusta, Atlanta, and Brea, California. So those are my upcoming spots. And then I have a ton of dates starting in January. So many. So go to my website, fortunefeemster.com, and see if I'm coming to a city near you. I hope everybody's doing well and staying safe. And if you take any fun winter trips, let us know about it.
And if you want to share any recipes, do that for the holidays.
Ginge will love to read those. She won't make them, but she will read them.
I can put my Chex Mix recipe on there.
I'm sure people will want it.
Well, maybe or maybe not, but I'm going to put it on there because it's one of my favorite things to make.
All right, Mom. Well, it's nice hearing from you, and we'll talk to you again, I'm sure, soon. In the meantime, everybody have an awesome week, and we'll talk to you next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.